In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
Traditions explaining the hidden meaning of the words, sun, moon, stars, and the firmament in the Holy Quran.
As stated before, the verses of the Holy Quran need the Prophet Muhammad, Bibi Fatima and the 12 infallible Imams to be explained exactly. There are some verses including the words, sun, moon, stars, and firmament, etc. They have obviously some apparent meanings. However, they have also some hidden meanings. In this program, we would like to attract your kind attention to some traditions which explain the latters. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated from Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that Allah says in Surat Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman is the one who taught reading of the divine text, the Holy Messenger, and the one who created man, and taught him to express himself by speech. The Imam, alayhi salam, said that it means Allah has given to Amirul Mu'mineen the knowledge of all the things which the people usually require. The sun and the moon follow a reckoning. It denotes the accursed ones, Abu Bakr and Umar, who oppose the sun and the moon, know that they suffer the wrath of Allah. And the stars and the trees do adore him. It means that the stars and the trees worship Allah. Star denotes the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and may be due to this context, the trees are the Ahlul Bayt, alaihimus salam. And the heaven, he raised it high, and he made the balance. The sky refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, whom Allah had taken up for ascension or miraj. And the balance is Amirul Mu'mineen, who is the scale of justice, which Allah has created for his creatures. That you may not be inordinate in respect of the measure. That is, do not be disobedient in the matter of the scale, it means, do not disobey the true infallible Imam. And keep up the balance with equity. That is, remain steadfast with the just infallible Imam. And do not make the measure deficient. And do not reduce the rights of Imam and do not do injustice upon him.
Also, according to an authentic tradition from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, on the saying of Allah, Lord of the two Easts, and Lord of the two Wests. 55:17. The two Easts refer to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, as the divine lights emanate from them. And the two Wests denotes Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, as the lights gather in them. In the same way, every Imam is speaking one, whose knowledge is concealed in the silent Imam, who is the succeeding Imam after him.
In Tawallul Ayat, there is a tradition from the same Imam on the saying of Allah. But nay, I swear by the Lord of the Easts and the Wests. 70:40. That the Easts means the Prophet and Wests means their vicegerents.
The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim narrates from the same Imam on these words of Allah. I swear by the heaven and the comber by night. And what will make you know what the comber by night is? The star of piercing brightness, the Holy Quran 86:1-3. The Imam said that here heaven denotes Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. And comber by the night, is the Holy Spirit, Ruhul Qudus, who is present with the holy Imams, and who conveys from Allah the sciences, which occur during the day and night, and protects them from mistakes and errors. And the star of piercing brightness, refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Maybe due to this explanation, the star of piercing brightness, is a metaphor meaning the owner of the star of piercing brightness. Because, when the Holy Spirit reaches them, due to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, it is based on the metaphor.
The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim narrates a tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the commentary on Surah Shams that Shams refers to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, through whom the Almighty Allah has explained religion to the people. And the moon, when it follows the sun, The Imam said that moon refers to Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, as the light of the moon is from the sun, in the same way Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, acquired knowledge from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the day when it shows it, it refers to the Imams from the progeny of Fatima, salam ala alayhat, and when they are questioned about the religion of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they illuminate it, and explain to the one who is posing the questions. And the night when it draws a veil over it. The Imam said that, it means, those unjust Imams, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, and Muawiyah, who have snatched the caliphate from Ali Muhammad, and sat in the gathering in which the progeny of the Prophet were better than them, and they covered the religion of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with injustice and cruelty. By the sky and him who built it. The sky denotes the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because, he has been the sky of knowledge and wisdom, who guides the people of the world to the stairs of Islam, and carried them from lowest level, to the highest possible one. By the earth and him who spread it. The earth, denotes the true followers and partisans of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, who are step by step developed and flourish, up to the ultimate point of perfection. And the soul, and him who made it perfect. It means by soul and he that created it, and made it properly. This statement denotes the man who believes in the truth and vilaya of the true infallible Imams, but he cannot formally say or write his opinion, because of taqiyat. Then he inspired it, to understand what is right and wrong for it. It means they were made to differentiate between truth and falsehood. He will indeed be successful who purifies it. He achieved success, whom Allah has purified. And he will indeed fail who corrupts it. And he despaired whose soul, Allah has covered, because of his sins and ignorance.
Samud, gave the light to the truth, in their inordinacy. That is the Samud tribe disbelieved, due to their mischief. The Imam said, Samud, denotes the deviant self-called Shia groups, who are against the true faith of the infallible Imams, like badly deviant political, economical, and scientific bodies, the Zaydiya and Batri etc. as mentioned at another place. And as to Samud, we showed them the right way, but they chose error or blindness, above guidance, so there overtook them the scourge of an abasing chastisement for what they earned. The Holy Quran 41, 17. Imam, alayhi salam, said that, Samud denotes the deviant groups of the so-called Shia and the scourge of an abasing chastisement, stands for the sword of Imam Qaim al-Muntazir, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif, when he will reappear. So, Allah's apostle said to them, leave alone, Allah's she camel, Surah Shams 91, 12. Imam, alayhi salam, said that she camel denotes the Imam who teaches them, the divine sciences. And give her to drink. That is, he has the springs of knowledge and wisdom. But, they called him a liar, and slaughtered her, therefore their Lord crushed them, for their sin, and leveled them with the ground. Imam said that, this denotes their punishment in the second coming or Raja'at. And he fears not its consequence. It means that, the Imam will not be afraid with the happenings of the world in the second coming or Raja'at.
Explanation recorded in these traditions, are very deep and secret, and are based on whatever is mentioned, that, whatever stories are mentioned by Allah, in the Holy Quran, are by way of warning the Ummah or to encourage good deeds. They also inform that, whatever happened in the past nations, would similarly occur in this nation too. Therefore, as Allah sent the she-camel to the nation of the Apostle Saleh, alayhi salam, as a miracle, and a sign for them, that they can benefit from its milk, but they rejected blessing and killed it, and made themselves unfit for the blessings of this world, and the hereafter. In the same Allah appointed Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, and other true infallible Imams, as miracle to prove the veracity of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that they may signs among the creatures of Allah, but the worldly people were deprived of this blessing, and got engulfed in the chastisement of Allah. Thus, it has come in traditions that Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, is the Nagatullah, the she camel of Allah, and from authentic chains, it is mentioned that, the killer of the Hazrat, would be the same as the killer of the she camel of the Apostle Saleh, alayhi salam, the most wicked person in the past as the latter, is the most wicked person in the later people. If you understand this explanation, many problems in the traditions can be resolved.
In Mani al-Akbar, it is related through many reliable chains from Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, and Abu Ayyub Ansari, Ramatullah alayhi ma, and Anas ibn Malik that, one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayed the morning prayers with us. After finishing, he turned his blessed face towards us and said, O people! Follow the sun. When the sun sets, take benefit from the moon, and follow it. And when the moon sets, follow the Venus star, and Venus is not seen, follow the Fargadon, the two stars. People asked about its explanation, and he said, I am the sun, my brother Ali is my vicegerent and vizier, and he would repay my debts, and is the father of my sons, and he is my successor, he is the moon. And Fatima is Venus star, and Hassan and Hussein are Fargadon, and said that, Allah has made us, and we are like the stars in the sky. Whenever a star sets, in his place, another star rises. In the same way, is my progeny who are with the Quran, and the Quran is with them, they will not separate with each other, till they meet me, on the pond of Kausar. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated from Ibn Abbas that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, my example among you is, that of the sun, and Ali's is like that of moon. When the sun sets, people take benefits from the moon.
There is a tradition by Haris A. Avar, from Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, in the explanation of, I swear by the sun and its brilliance, the Holy Quran 91, 1. He said that, sun means, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and moon means, Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, who in perfection, is only next to the Prophet. And the day when it shows it, refers to the Ghaim of Ali Muhammad, who will fill the earth with justice. And the night, when it draws a veil over it, refers to Bani Umayyah. There is a tradition from Ibn Abbas that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah has sent me with prophethood, I told Bani Umayyah that, I am the prophet from Allah, for you. They all said, you are a liar, you are not the prophet of Allah. May Allah protect us. After that, I went to Bani Hashim, and told them that, I am the messenger of Allah, sent for you. Hearing this, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, openly and inwardly accepted me, and Abu Talib openly helped me, and secretly brought faith on me. Then, Allah sent Jibreel. He fixed the standard in Bani Hashim. And the shaitan fixed the flag in Bani Umayyah, and that is why, they always remain our enemy, and their followers will be always the enemy of our Shias, till the day of judgment. And the day when it shows it, it means that, the Imams from us Ahlul Bayt will remain the owner of the earth, and fill the world with justice and equity. One who helps them, would be like the one who has helped Musa to fight against Pharaoh. And the one who will help Bani Umayyah will be like the one who has helped Pharaoh against Musa, alayhi salam.
The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim reports on the saying of the Almighty Allah. I swear by the star, when it goes down. The Holy Quran 53, 1. That, the star is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that, Allah is taking the oath of that time, when the Prophet was going for ascension, Miraj. The blessed Kolaini has narrated that, Allah swore by the grave of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had passed away from this world. The blessed Ibn Babawi has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, in Amali that, When the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fell ill, his Ahlul Bayt, and his companions, gathered near him, and said, "The terminal disease has affected you, who is your successor among us?" Hazrat didn't reply. The other day, they again gathered, and again asked the same question. So, the Prophet said, "Tomorrow a star will come down at the house of one of my companions, and he would be my caliph, and my successor." On the fourth day, all the companions were waiting in, at their houses for the star. Suddenly a star separated from the sky, and due to that the whole world was illuminated, and came on the lap of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam. Seeing this, the hypocrite started saying that, "This person has gone crazy in the love of his cousin brother. Whatever he says according to his whims and fancies." At this time the following verse was revealed. "I swear by the star, when it goes down, your companion does not err, nor does he go astray, nor does he speak out of desire. It is naught, but revelation that is revealed." The Holy Quran 53:1-4.
The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated that Abdullah ibn Alqawa asked about the explanation of the following verse from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. "But nay, I swear by the stars, Khanas, that run their course, Javar, and hide themselves, Khanas. And the night, when it departs. And the morning when it brightens," the Holy Quran 81:15-18. Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, said that Khanas is that group who cover the knowledge of the vicegerent of the Prophet, and call the people for the love of others, such as Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid, Aisha, Hafsi, Hind, Umal Hakam, etc. Javar is the angel who come down to the Prophet with knowledge. And Khanas are the vicegerents of the Prophet who collect together his knowledge. And the night when it departs means the darkness of the night. This was the example given by Allah for those persons who wrongfully claim themselves to be the Imam, such as Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid, Aisha, etc. And the morning, when it brightens. It refers to the knowledge of the vicegerents, whose knowledge is more illuminated and clear than that of the sun. Many traditions have been recorded in the explanation of Khanas, that it denotes that Imam who, after being concealed from his people, would reappear again like a meteor that shines in the darkness of the night. The Almighty Allah says, "And landmarks, and by the stars, they find the right way." The Holy Quran 27:16. According to commentators, Allah says that there are some signs for the people on the earth, like the mountain and other things, with the help of which they come to know the ways, and are guided in the night, with the help of stars. Or, with the help of the Capricorn, they come to know the prayer direction. The Blessed Skolani, Ali ibn Ibrahim, Ayashi, and Sheikh Tusi in Majalis, and Shara Ashab in Manakib, and Sheikh Tabarsi and other traditionists, Ramatullah Alayhim, have narrated from Imam Bagir, Imam Sa'adik, and Imam Rizat, alayhimas salam, that the landmarks are the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimas salam. They are the signposts that guide in the way of religion, and the star is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the apparent meaning of many traditions in this that the pronouns they and find the right way relate to the landmarks. It means that the Imams receive guidance from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that there is an apparent and hidden meaning. The apparent meaning is through the Capricorn people, in the sea and desert, are guided towards the prayer direction, Qibla, because this star does not move from its place and it does not hide. The hidden meaning of the verse is that the holy Imams, alayhimas salam, are guided by the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to some traditions, Najm refers to Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. It is narrated from Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said to Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam Ali, you are the star, Najm, of Bani Hashim. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that, Allah has made the stars as a safety for the creatures of the heaven, and made my progeny as a safety for the creatures of the earth.